There were many astonishing moments in today's press conference with President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. One of them involved the way forward in Syria. Putin sent Russian forces into Syria about 3 years ago to support the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Assad's forces have attacked civilian areas, and the Russian Air Force is also blamed for civilian casualties. The U.S. has military forces in Syria, too. And joining us now to talk about what Putin and Trump said about Syria is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Ari.
First, describe what the two of them said about the way forward in Syria and what stood out to you about these remarks.
Well, what stood out is that Putin portrayed himself as a peacemaker and invited Trump to join him. But in reality, the Russians over the past 3 years have enabled the Assad regime, which has killed about 500,000 people. And both Syria and Russia have bombed hospitals, humanitarian convoys, schools, and Russia supported a regime that has used, of course, chemical weapons on its own people. But listen to what Putin said today.
As far as Syria is concerned, the task of establishing peace and reconciliation in this country could be the first showcase example of the successful joint work. Russia and the United States apparently can act proactively and assume the leadership in this issue and organize the interaction to overcome humanitarian crisis and help Syrian refugees to go back to their homes. In order to accomplish this level of successful cooperation in Syria, we have all the required components.
So he talks about overcoming a humanitarian crisis largely created by Russia and Assad. And as far as Syrian refugees going back to their homes, Ari, the Assad regime has confiscated property from those who oppose them.
So if Russia has attacked groups that the U.S. is supporting, and Russia is supporting the Assad regime that the U.S. opposes, where is there room for cooperation here? What could that look like?
Well, it's hard to say. That one possibility is creating ceasefire zones or zones of responsibility. A ceasefire zone was created in the southwestern part of the country between Putin and Trump just last year. That's unraveled now. Syrian and Russian aircraft are attacking rebels, killing civilians as well, displacing hundreds of thousands more. Now, complicating all this is U.S. is supporting Syrian Democratic Forces in the northeast, or the other side of the country. They're primarily focused on defeating ISIS. But after ISIS is defeated, the U.S. wants to stabilize the area, create security forces, rebuild water treatment plants, and so forth. But the question is, will Assad just try to take over that whole area? So they've been trying to do that. And I was in Syria back in February. The Russian mercenaries, this force called Wagner, tried to cross into this area with where the U.S. and the Kurdish forces were. And the U.S. struck back and killed 200 of them.
Wow. You talk to a lot of people at the Pentagon, military leaders. What do they say about the dream of U.S.-Russian cooperation in Syria? Is this plausible?
Well, they're very wary of it as a result of the Russian mercenaries attacking U.S. Kurdish forces. What they hope to do is first defeat ISIS and then try to stabilize this area and then hopefully have some sort of a peace conference. Will these Kurdish and Arab allies of the U.S. can somehow be part of a new Syria? But Trump, he seems like he wants to get out rather quickly. He froze $200 million in stabilization aid just recently. And he may just decide, we spent enough time and money there. Let's just turn it over to Russia.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.